It's very welcome. Obviously, there's been challenges in relation to the attendances at ED and the patient flow through the hospital. And that's something that's been raised both by the GPs to Minister Donnelly and by consultants to Minister Donnelly as well. He's put in the high performance management team to actually assess that and to work with the hospital staff and management to make sure that that the issues that are there can be fully assessed, and to make sure that all of the work, the hard work that's been going on by the hospital staff and the hospital management, that we're seeing that actually deliver the best possible service for patients. So it's very welcome that he's actually coming, and it's on the back as well of wanting to make sure as well that the significant commitment that the government has made to the hospital in terms of the increased budget, the extra 49 beds that's been opened, and also the over 200 extra staff that's been employed over the last 3 years, to continue to, from a government point of view, to work to support the hospital in with the providing its services. Minister Donnelly will be looking forward to meeting with staff and management, and also getting an update as well from the specialist performance team in relation to their ongoing work in the hospital when it comes up too.
And this will be welcomed by the patients, the people that are finding themselves ending up in the emergency department, that the issues they are facing will hopefully be addressed.
Yeah, we've seen a very significant increase in terms of number of patients presenting at the emergency department. It's up from about 40,000 to almost 50,000, and that's put significant pressure on the hospital. So, and despite the fact that we've seen, you know, significant extra investment from the government in the hospital through extra staff and extra beds and extra budget, that extra presentations is putting pressure on. So that's something that the minister wants to work with the staff, with the management, and also consult with the GPs in relation to, and that's why he's put the high performance management team in place. He also wants, as part of his visit as well, to look at the wider health service, and he's going to be, for example, turning the sod as well in the new community hospital, which is just starting to be built now across the road from Letterkenny Hospital. And that's going to be the largest single investment in health services in Donegal for many years. And it's going to see a 110-bed community hospital built, which will provide step-down facilities as well as wider long-term care for patients. But it'll be really important in terms of working with Letterkenny Hospital too, and he will turn the sod on that very significant development when he visits alongside his visit to Letterkenny Hospital this coming Friday.